This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about a month ago. The name of the company is Max Resources Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MXROF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSXV under the ticker symbol MXR. With us today is the CEO and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Brett Madage. Brett, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ever.
Before we get started, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Okay, we're a mineral exploration company based out of Canada. Our exploration is focused in Colombia. We've been in Colombia now for 2 years, and we have a copper-silver project, which is, I think, is one of the largest exploration projects on the planet. It's in far northeast Colombia, out near the Caribbean Ocean. There is infrastructure there. It's a very, very large coal mining area. Coal now is being reduced by all companies, and we're focusing on the copper belt there.
Let me ask you this. Why all of a sudden the presence, why are global miners showing major interest in Max Resource Corp?
Well, in the world, copper in this transition to energy, clean energy, copper is, there's three times as much copper used in an electric vehicle. Copper is critical in relation to infrastructure, whether it's electric windmills, solar heaters. So there's a huge demand for copper. And then the second part of it is the copper in the world, the copper mines are getting depleted with lower grade. And the majors are looking for world-class, very, very large copper potential deposits because they're not really interested in the small ones. They're looking for the large ones. We're in a copper belt that's only being opened up now for 4 or 5 years. And it's arguably the only large copper belt that hasn't been exploited in the world.
You know, it amazes me. So many CEOs come on my show, and more mining companies are heading down to South America, particularly Colombia. What's so attractive about that jurisdiction, and why gold miners are going there?
Okay, so Colombia itself, last year was actually voted the best mining jurisdiction in South America. A lot of that reason is there's what we call on the Andes Belt, which mm-hmm. is a major, it's the biggest copper-producing belt in the world, and Colombia is at the northern end, and there has been restrictions on being able to go there and mine in Colombia. Since then, there's been peace agreements, and that's why the attraction. Colombia is the last unexplored part of the Andes Belt in South America. And, it's, like I said, it's extremely attractive and has been voted number one by the Fraser Institute, which interviews all the CEOs worldwide.
You know, speaking about being voted, you guys are voted top 10 ranked companies in mining sector on the TSX Venture. And I think that your market cap has increased to around 1,900%. That being said, why should investors take a look at Max Resources as a possible investment?
Investment into copper companies or copper exploration companies is in huge demand. Where you've got to focus on is you've got to focus on the management. We have a very successful management, being in Colombia in country. And the biggest point of all is the the focus for majors, it's all on large, large, large. They're looking for big, the big prize is what they call it. And we see a lot of discoveries, which we've been continuing to have, and we see a lot of news coming out to the market. And we feel we are the most attractive copper exploration company on the North American Stock Exchange.
You know, market cap's around $19 million. Your stock price, American money, is around 15 cents. That being said, where are we at in the process of a 43-101? Are you guys bringing it up out of the ground, or are you going to sell off this project, say, in the next two or three quarters?
How we see it is we're demonstrating the amount of copper prolific over a wide area, and we come to a stage now where a major partner is required. So we're going through that process. The stage of where we would go prior to a 43-101, we'd be looking at drilling towards the end of the year. So ours is what we classify as early stage, but the attraction is because of the district size potential of this region. So the bigger the prize it's called, the higher mm-hmm. that the majors will come in.
Brett, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Look at our website, which is maxresource.com, and take away copper is known as the new oil for clean energy. And as I said, our size of our exploration project, and look out for the news. We have continual exploration going. Look forward to news releases coming up over the coming weeks from Max Resource.
Brett Maddich is my guest today. He's the president and CEO of Max Resources Corp. Again, they're trading on two platforms. One is the TSXV up there in Canada. You can find them under the ticker symbol MXR. And if you're up here in the United States, look them on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol MXROF. Brett, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. Come back every 45 to 60 days. We'd love to hear your story.
Okay, thank you for your time, Everett, and all the best to your audience.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.